There's a law in the Torah that one is not allowed to paskin a halacha when he's a shikr, when he's drunk. The pasuk says laharis is bnei Yisrael, and it says next to it yain v'sheikh alteish, and that teaches us that one can't be mire, can't paskin when he's a shikr. So I once saw an interesting shaila in one of the svarim of Rabbi Victor Nevinsol Shlita, Sefer Yushalayim b'Mayadeya on Yonet Purim. He had the following shiloh. This shiloh was asked him by his son, Rabbi Kiva Nevinsol, and he wanted to know what would be the case if a person is shikr, he's drunk, and he paskins on a Dover, which is only also midarabanan, not midaraisa. He paskins on a dindarabanan. Is he over on this law of minatara of not paskining when you're shikr, or perhaps not? Maybe since midaraisa it's mutter, it's only nisadarabanan, so you're not going to be over on the law of daraisa of paskining when you're shikr, because in the eyes of the Torah this is not a daraisa de kipsak. Or do we say no, lemaisa it's usr, lemaisa it's a chalik of Torah, so you're going to be over on the law of daraisa even though the thing is only also midarabanan? And even if you tell me that you're not over on the law of Doraisa, do we say that there'd be an Issa Darabanan? We're Chacham and Misakin that Midarabanan, you can't paskin when you're drunk on a Dindarabanan, Dumya to the Issa Tara, or maybe it's Mutta Legami. That was a Shiloh that Rabbi Victor's son had. And Rabbi Victor Nevinsol brought a beautiful riot to this in Mar Sugya. Look over here in the bottom of Daf Dalam and Alf and Beya. He brings down a Maisa that Ushbi Zachni, the Rapapa, Amila Hugavra, there was a person that also came to Rapapa and came in front of Rapapa, and he had Bayim that were born. It was Shabbos and then Yom Tov. The Bayim were born on Shabbos, and he wanted to know, could he eat them tomorrow on Yom Tov? And Rav Papa told him, Zilla in Masala Machar, go, I'm not going to answer you today, come back tomorrow. Why? The Rav Lomuki Amar Elay Miyom Tov Lechavi Mishum Shechris, because he said, Rav had a meaning, he would never paskin Shilas on Yom Tov after the Suda, because he, of Shechris, he didn't want to paskin when he's a Shechir, so he says, come back tomorrow, I want to paskin when there's no Cheshash of being a Shechir. So Rashi says, why would Rav not paskin Mishum Shechris? Because it says in the Torah, Laharis is Bnei Yisrael, and then it says, Yan V'sheikha Alteish, and we learn from there that there's an Issa Daraisa to paskin when you're a shikr. So Rabbi Victor said that we're talking about an Issa Darabanan over here, Shonel de Biyamtiv, and yet still Rashi says that the reason not to paskin is because of this Issa Daraisa of Laharis is Bnei Yisrael. So you see clearly from the Gemara that even on a Din Darabanan, you're going to be over on the Lav Daraisa of paskining when you're a shikr. That was the beautiful Raya of Rabbi Victor Nevinsol, that you will be over on a Daraisa Digga level. Now, Luchara, there'd be a makim to be manche this raya, because number one, first of all, it's not so pasha, we're talking about an Issa Darabanan, we're talking about a Be'eshon Olda B'yamtiv, according to the time of Achana Darabba, that's an Issa Daraisa. So it's possible there'd be an Issa Daraisa over here, and then Luchara would not be a raya. Now, this might be totally on the different Shittas Arishonim over here, Taisus and others, that in the case of Shabbos to Yamtiv, it was Nigmar from Chol, maybe that would only be also Midarabanan, not Midaraisa, so that would be totally in those Shittas. Are we dealing over here with an Issa Daraisa or not? But besides with that, the Luchar is another way to get out of this Raya, because when Rashi says the words that Rav wouldn't paskin because of Shechus, and he brings this Issa Daraisa, Rashi's not going on our case of Rav Papa, who didn't want to paskin on the Bayer. Rashi's going on Rav. Rav in general had a meeting not to paskin on Yom Tov when he was a Shikr, because he didn't want to get involved in this Issa Daraisa of paskining b'shichas. So Rav could be dealing with Psakana Din Daraisa, and that's nothing to do with our story over here. In our story, when our papa didn't want to paskin, it could be it's only Asa Midarabanan. He's just showing from the Hanhag of Rav that there's an Issa to paskin when you're a shikr, and that's where Rashi brings the Pasuk Daraisa. But Rashi never said beferish that in our case you're going to be over on a Din Daraisa. Perhaps over here it would only be a Din Darabanan. So I'm assuming Rav Victor is assuming that it's Masha from the Gemara, that whatever Issa there would be by Rav, Luchar would be the same as over here by Rav Papa, but that's not Muchach. It could be by Rav as Daraisa over here, it's Darabanan, so it might not be Muchach that it's Mamish and it's Daraisa. So you can get out of the Raya, but Kupanim, the Raya is a Gavalik Raya, and that's Luchar what's Mistabra, that you would be over Midaraisa, even though the Psak is only Darabanan.